And welcome, everybody, to today's exciting episode.
If you like pina coladas and getting drunk in the rain, if you like pina coladas, something rain. If you like making love at midnight, something.
That's it.
Are you finished?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that was interesting.
Yes. One of my favourite old songs.
Yeah, it is a good one, that one. I can't remember who sings it, but it's a classic, isn't it? Everybody knows it.
Yeah. I like it because it's like a little story, but also a catchy song.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is quite a little story about a guy who wants to ditch his missus and go after some newspaper advert girl.
Yeah.
Who eventually actually turns out to be his missus.
Yeah. So it comes full circle.
It does. That camera's still doing my head in.
Ah, yes.
But look, I can change it to that one now.
Ah, yeah, that's cool.
And a very clever little trick. I can put it on you.
Oh.
Say hello.
Hello.
Back on you at a different
back
angle.
Back on me again.
Because it doesn't like me, that camera.
No, it doesn't recognise it.
No. It's got a brain, a mind of its own, which is kind of fitting for today's episode.
That is a cool new trick, though, that you've got there.
It is a very cool new trick.
I mean, audio listeners won't know what's happening, but basically Pirate's got like a new system where he can switch between camera angles.
Yeah.
With the keypad.
Just hotkeys on my keypad. But that new webcam, we bought a brand new ultra high definition webcam, and it seems to like to zoom in on Josh.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Possibly because I'm a little bit further to the side. I don't know. Oh, no.
There we go.
Yeah, it just keeps altering itself. But yeah, technology, great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is kind of fitting for today because today's episode we are covering the dead internet theory.
Oh, that sounds spooky.
Well, it's not as spooky as you'd think. I don't know what you mean, because
the internet is thriving. It's alive, Pirate. It's alive.
It is, and it isn't.
Okay.
You see, the internet, the way I remember the internet, is the internet always used to be this cool place where, you know, you could set up your own website or you go there and learn cool new things, and everything was on an even level, you know?
Yeah. It's still cool.
It is still cool, yeah. I'm just going to leave that on that angle for a little while. The internet has changed over the years. I mean, nowadays everybody's on Facebook. It used to be like MySpace and Bebo and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's changed a lot over the years. Do you remember Bebo?
Yeah. That's so going back. Bebo.
It's a who. But yeah, the dead internet theory is one, and I'll say what the basics of the theory is now, because the changes in the internet over the last, when did the internet come out? 1998?
Around 97, 98?
Something like that, yeah. But
when it was all pixels and things,
it was white pages, white and black, white pages with black writing.
Do you remember the weird dial-up tone thing?
Yeah.
You don't get any of that now.
No, none of that. Not since broadband came along. But the dead internet theory states that the internet died in 2016 to 2017, somewhere around then.
Okay.
It's all been taken over by bots.
Mm.
This is the claim. All, like Facebook, nothing's real on there. There are some real people on Facebook, but it does get taken over by so many fake accounts these days. Same with like Instagram, TikTok, and all this sort of thing. There's so many fake accounts. Even the news, it claims, is fake. Fake headlines, fake stories. And we have heard about fake news. We've even been accused of fake news.
Yeah. True. I kind of get that part, though. I do understand, because the amount of times where I've gone to do research and then I've seen things on Instagram or TikTok or whatever social media, And immediately my brain thinks, that's not right. And then I look it up on search engines, Google and things, and it's completely wrong, and it is fake news.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of clickbaity.
There's even been cases where I've done research, or I've heard about something in the past, gone to research it for the episode, and then can't find it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a strange one. But
do you know another thing that's quite scary? Is I don't know if it goes into your theory or has something to do with it, but you can find a video on TikTok, for example, and it could be anything. It could be like political, or yeah, it could be anything. Maybe a woman complaining about her husband or whatever. And I can look at the comments, and it would be all like slating the guy, you know, just putting him down, things like that. I can send that same video to my wife. She can open it, look at the comments, and the comments will be completely different, kind of having a go at the woman. So it would be same video, completely different comments, and it just kind of picks up on your algorithm. So again, goes into the theory of bots, maybe.
Maybe. Altering the narrative.
Mm.
Yeah, so nowadays, all the content that you see, this is still part of the claim, the original claim. I'll get to who made it in a minute. Nowadays, all the content that you find on the internet is designed to make you buy certain products, think in certain ways, act in certain ways. Influencers want you to, or everybody want to march the same drum, if you know what I mean. Individuality isn't an option. You have to fit into a category of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real influencers are paid handsomely to push products to promote that narrative, maybe without even knowing it. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this claim was made, originally posted on a website called www.agoraroad.com by someone calling themselves Illuminati Pirate, so possibly my brother.
Okay, right. What are the chances of that?
Yeah, I didn't know. But yeah, I mean, obviously, this originally was like a silly, well, I don't know if the guy was serious about it, but no one really took it seriously to start with. But it's a theory that took hold and kept hold, if you like. Today, you've got to wonder, is it actually becoming a reality? Did the guy actually have a point?
To some degree, yeah. I do actually agree. Yeah, to some... I agree to some degree. some of the points that you've made already, I do kind of, yeah, I can see it, especially with the bots and the fake news. I do see that, yeah.
You see, targeted advertising much?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that your phone is listening to you?
It's definitely listening. 100% it's listening. We've tested this theory.
We've tested it.
Dog toys or something, and neither of us have a dog. It was something along those lines where we were at work and we were just saying the same thing repeatedly. And then by the time I got home, I had adverts for, I'm sure it was like dog food or dog toys or something.
Yeah, it was something like that.
And we didn't search it. It was just from talking about it on our lunch break. So they are definitely listening.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they very much are, because at the end of the day, voice recognition and transcribing software has been around for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, podcasters use it. We've used it. Premiere Pro is the program I use to do our video editing. That's got a tool on it that can analyze your video and then come up with a transcript for your video and put subtitles at the bottom. We used to use it on the shorts that we did on your social media before we gave up doing that because it was useless. but lots of people do it. Lots of people do use this kind of software. It's generally meant to improve your life or to improve your workflow, make things easier. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
But obviously nowadays, it's kind of gone a step almost too far. In that, yeah, it could be in your devices, in your phone, listening in on your conversations, trying to decide whether you need this new product. I remember a while ago, I was thinking about narrowboat holidays, and I kid you not.
That sounds like a pirate holiday.
But I kid you not, literally every website I went on, just because I searched up narrowboat holidays for briefly, every single website had targeted adverts at me promoting narrowboat holidays. Mm-hmm. And I never ever bothered going on one anyway, so it was kind of pointless. But yeah, your phones, they listen.
I've got another one for you, another example. So, I mean, I don't know if I've mentioned it that much on the pod, but I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So I watch videos like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, everything. I just watch. It could be fan-made ones. It could be actual clips from the movies, whatever. And then I've started getting adverts from just random people being like, oh, 30% off these realistic lightsabers. And I'm like, I haven't typed that in. It is just purely because it's picked up, again, what I'm watching and the content and the algorithm. And it's like, well, if he likes Star Wars, he definitely wants a lightsaber. Come over here and buy one.
Have you bought one?
I mean, I bought one years ago. So my brother got me one. So, but I've not typed one in to buy one myself. So.
No. Fair play. Well, now we've been doing an experiment on this particular podcast, this episode, mm-hmm. where we are going to integrate it with actually AI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to sort of present this theory, our tech guy, Penguin, he's been hard at work, and he's been using 11 Labs.
Okay.
To clone our voices. And it can. It's quite convincing. It can now clone your voice and more or less mimic your inflections. It even does me clearing my throat.
Yeah, it did, yeah. And it picked up on my breathing in between sentences.
Yeah,
when I listened to it. Yeah, yeah.
So our challenge for the listeners today is, can you tell what is real and what is AI? That I'm going to insert it into the episode. I'm not entirely sure I'm going to do the video aspect, but there are ways. I mean, that's the thing with AI video creation. For example, there's a website, I think it's called Sora, or an AI video creation tool. It can create convincing deep fake videos based on photos or videos that you load into it, or you can even just do text prompts and it will create a video, very convincing video. I saw an excellent one because it pops up every once in a while for me on Reddit, literally a subreddit called AI video, that just caught my attention one day, and now it presents it to me even more and more as it
and you love it does.
And there was one guy on there who literally created an AI video of his snowboarding holiday just by uploading some photos from his snowboarding holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just went to town on it. It made him look like he was going off 50-foot cliffs on his snowboard, you know, and doing backflips and all this sort of stuff. He said, I can't do that. There was even one part where he was just levitating in the air, spinning round and round and round and round. And then pizzas magically appearing out of nowhere and just eating pizza and stuff like that. But so convincing.
Yeah. I like the one where the guy's done, like the cat, he's recording his baby, and the cat walks in the room, and then they start having a full-on fight like Peter Griffin and the chicken.
Oh, right.
But it actually looks pretty realistic, like this baby doing all these kicks and this cat swiping and things, like dodging it. Yeah.
Yeah, they can be incredibly realistic. In fact, To the extent where there are now influencers online on our major platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and all that sort of thing that aren't real people.
That's quite scary in a way, isn't it?
It is pretty scary. One in particular is called at Lil Michaela. or Michaela Souza, she's known as. And she is an AI-generated influencer. She's probably one of the most well-known in the world. Whether people actually know she's AI or not, they are following her. She was created by a Los Angeles-based startup called Brud. Brud. And she's now got over 2.5 million followers.
So can you can see this woman?
Yes.
And does she look AI, or is it pretty convincing? That...
It's incredibly convincing. You couldn't... Honestly, I could hold up a picture of her, and you'd believe it was a real person.
And it's all just computer-generated?
All computer-generated, yeah. I watched a video on it yesterday that was literally teaching you how to create a virtual woman that you could use as an Instagram influencer. And this guy literally went into like several pieces of the software. I can't remember. I think it was Juggernaut XL he was using, and Focus. Just
careful.
Yeah, I know. It's like F-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-C-U-S. Focus, like focus, but stretched out.
I felt an Austin Powers joke coming in there. Focus.
But, he literally just step-by-step instructions on how you can actually create a virtual person, set the background. He made, like, a girl doing yoga on the beach.
And it actually didn't look... terrible the way she was doing yoga in this, because that's quite intricate, I imagine, some of the positions and things. Like, you'd have to create it to look smooth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But also, he got it so... you have to create it to look smooth, but you also got to make it look real. So he'd given her, like, freckles and smile lines and, imperfections in the skin.
Like crow's feet and things.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Which obviously looked like a woman in her 20s or whatnot. But he literally put like freckles on her and that sort of thing and literally created this AI woman. And he said, like, I'm using free software to do this. You don't need expensive software. I mean, yes, you will have to pay for it at some point because you only get so many credits to use per day or per month. But honestly, the amount of money that could be raked in through this sort of thing, and I'll give you an example. There's an AI OnlyFans model that brings in upwards of $10,000 a month.
Where's that money going to?
To the person who created it.
Oh, wow.
I honestly went through and told my missus about this yesterday, and she was like, could we do that? I was like, it's morally wrong, but there's nothing.
A moral schmaltz. I feel like I kind of want to speak to you about this afterwards so I can get 10 grand a month.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, even if you did do it like as a full-time thing, it probably only cost you like a couple of $100 a month for the AI tools to be able to actually do this.
Yeah.
And then...
That is nuts, man. So do you think those people know that it's an AI bot or not?
I think there's plenty of pervy old men out there that are quite oblivious to it and just happily throwing money at someone that they don't even know who it is. And you just know that it's some specky little nerd on the other end of the computer that spends far too much time with tissues surrounding his chair.
I just can't... I think the idea of, like, some old perverted dude just being like, put a carrot up your tootsie and I'll send you $50, and this guy's just like, yeah, all right, just generating this kind of stuff.
Taking 10 minutes to generate the video and off he goes. Yeah, and he just earned himself 10 grand from it, whatever.
That is nuts, man. That is crazy.
But it genuinely goes on.
Yeah, it's also quite scary in the fact that, like, people could... If the everyday average person could get hold of this kind of technology, you can see where, not just for the scam element of things, but, you know, if you knew someone that was single, they could fake like a whole relationship, like a whole life, and claim like, not benefits, but do you know what I mean? Like they could claim like things from being married or and have this fake relationship. And
yeah.
Like it, that is nuts to me. Craziness.
And it, you can take it even one step further as well with like the other, like free tools that you can download. Unreal Engine is free to download.
Yeah. Oh, that's the gaming one, isn't it?
Specifically for gaming. But nowadays, a lot of like Hollywood movies and stuff are starting to use Unreal Engine in it as well because it's such an incredible tool for animation. And with Unreal Engine, it's got a thing on there. I'm not sure if it's a company outside, but that licenses to Unreal Engine or whatever. But you can. You can create your own, what's called a metahuman.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Now, you can even do that, like using your iPhone, you can get like scanning technology that you can scan your face with, and you can put your face on a 3D model of a person.
Yeah, yeah. I know a few people that have got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Not personally, but I've seen the stories and it's made the news where stalkers and things like yeah, it's bad territory. It goes down into that dark realms.
And with Unreal Engine, if you import that into Unreal Engine, you can create extremely convincing environments, animate them to do absolutely anything you want.
Yeah, I've seen. There's a YouTuber that ruined his career by doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
You can connect the dots on what he did, but...
Yeah, I'm wasn't, pretty sure this...
Again, moral schmorals. It wasn't right, but...
Yeah. No. But, I mean, that is basically, like, the principle of it, of this whole dead internet theory. I mean, we're even testing it today with this with our own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Would we be able to just write out a script and not even actually record this?
God, that would be easy, but also I would feel incredibly lazy.
Again, is it morally right to do that? I mean, there are content creators out there that are doing it. YouTube is full of it now, where you've just got generic videos that catch your eye, they're clickbaity as hell, get you to watch the video. It very rarely actually shows what you actually clicked on it for, and it's just some crappy AI voice that is just narrating very weirdly. I have watched some of them. Some of them I end up like literally within 30 seconds just going, no, I cannot be doing with that.
Some of them I don't realize until like 30 seconds in. I'm hang on, that's the same voice I keep hearing. That is all AI. Yeah. It's caught me off guard a few times as well, man. Like, there's been a few times where I've seen a video of, like, you think it's, like, realistic nature kind of footage where it'll be, like, a mouse coming out of, a hill or something that. And I'm like, whoa, the detail on that. And then Chloe's like, that's AI, you can see. It says there. And I'm like, oh, what? It's got me. Like, for the few seconds there, I think that is actual footage of an animal.
But, I mean, that is, at the moment, obviously, some of these websites, like YouTube and that sort of thing, you now have to declare if you are using AI on your video. We will have to have that declared in our video description or check a box or whatever it is for this episode, because I intend to insert some AI into it. And we've had some little snippets from Penguin.
Yeah,
he's just been using free tools to do it, and it was very convincing.
Yeah,
very, very convincing stuff. I can't wait to see what he's actually come up with so I can edit it into this episode. Just because it's interesting, isn't it? But I mean, that is how the internet is going now. It's scary that, like, I mean, and they always say don't trust anyone you meet online because you don't know how real or fake it is, you know, with the old dating apps and all that sort of thing. There's so many scams and scammers going on. The internet is just going that way, and I for one actually think that dead internet theory is starting to maybe take shape. Not as clear cut as it used to be.
That is a tip for people as well. While we're on the subject of scamming and things, I've always been told that if you get a phone call from a number that you don't recognize, answer it, but don't speak first because of this kind of technology where people can clone your voice and things like that. I mean, we're already stuffed because we release a podcast every week. But the average person, if they get a phone call from an unknown number or whatever, don't speak until they've spoken. So you can tell if it's scam.
That's good advice. Like you say, we're kind of stuffed anyway. Like, I mean, one of the things that I think YouTube does it, a lot of other social media does it as well, is they actually use your content to train AI models, like voice recognition and that sort of thing, voice cloning and all that sort of thing. So we're already stuffed. But it is kind of one of those things that we should issue that warning to people out there who, if they want to get into content creation, they want to start a podcast and stuff. This sort of stuff does happen to you, even behind the scenes. You may not know about it because you didn't see that checkbox that just was automatically checked. Says this. I'm quite happy for third parties to use this for AI voice recognition or whatever it is. And there was a thing on YouTube that I found not long ago. I can't remember why, but I was looking into some of our settings on there, and it said, "Oh, you can turn this off, and that will turn off. That will stop putting the content out for voice training and that sort of thing with AI and that." But it was like you're going to lose visibility on your content, it won't be pushed out to so many people, and there's clauses to stop from checking that box. Just so you have to make yourself vulnerable, which again is just wrong as hell.
Yeah, I'm gonna be so upset and angry if somewhere online we discover like someone's cloned our voices and our likeness, and all of a sudden we're on OnlyFans with a smorgasbord of sex toys, and we can't do anything about it. I'm not going to be happy about that.
I wouldn't be happy either. Although I'd probably be interested to watch that.
I mean, I like the idea of the money from it because it's not, again, moral schmorals. But
you would have an OnlyFans, wouldn't you?
If it wasn't actual money and I was earning money from it, yeah. I mean, the funny thing is, I don't actually judge people on OnlyFans or whatever. Like, if you have money and you're doing your thing, and like we've said before, if there's some pervert that wants to pay you hundreds of pounds for a picture of your feet, then different strokes for different folks. But
I've said for years and years, if I had been born a girl, I would be like a sex worker or something. I'd just totally do that sort of thing. No morals at all, I guess. But I wouldn't be a farmer with a podcast. That I'd literally be rinsing it. I honestly would.
Morals, everyone. Morals. The theme of today is dead internet and morals. We must have morals.
But anyway, I've actually got no idea how long this has been going on for because we're using 28 minutes. Okay.
I was going to say, it feels like we haven't been here the long.
We haven't, but it is a bit of a shorter one. Well, I don't know. By the time I actually edited it and put in some AI stuff as well.
Ah, true.
It might be a little bit longer. But yeah, I mean, let's put it to the paranormality rating. How dead do you think the internet is?
If I'm honest, I don't think the internet is dead. Because I know there's fake news and stuff out there, but we also do get up-to-date news every day where things happen and, simple things you can look out your window and you can see it, Like if we see the news story that Uranus and Jupiter are closer to Earth and you can see them with your naked eye, you look out your window and there they are. So that's not dead internet because it gives you the date in which those planets are closer. So there's certain things that happen where I think, well, it's not dead. That's alive. That's up to date.
And there are still plenty of people who are actually making their living out of the internet, like influencers, but not just influencers, other people. The internet is crucial for their businesses, and there's no way that they could trade without it. I mean, so the internet isn't dead for those because it's literally their entire income coming from it.
Yeah, yeah. That would be the dream, wouldn't it? Just creating content and just and doing it for a full-time job.
That would be the dream. I don't know. That's the thing. With podcasting these days, it's becoming less and less viable as the podcast world gets more and more saturated with people, and particularly if AI starts getting involved and people find it even easier. I've seen on Reddit plenty of posters on there saying, oh, I want to start a podcast, but I don't like the sound of my own voice, so I might do it with AI.
No.
And everyone comes on there and goes, no, don't do that. That's literally like
that's what,
bleeding the life out of podcasts.
Yeah, that's one way to lose subscribers.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be happy with that. If I was a listener to a certain podcast and they started using AI full-time and things and just got, I would see that as laziness, because I would see that like it's almost like a betrayal to the fans,
you know?
Like if we all of a sudden was just like, right, here's the transcript, let's put this through the machine and we don't actually have to be here or whatever, I would think that that is betrayal to the loyal listeners and things, and it's just not right. I think I said fans, I didn't mean to say it. I meant listeners. Like, it's just not right, because they are the ones that keep us going. So we do the research and we try and create entertainment and things for the listeners. So for us to just be lazy and be like, oh, here you go, any old transcript.
Yeah, we just write a script and let 11 Labs do it for us.
Yeah, it just doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't seem right. I keep thinking fans because we've been speaking about OnlyFans.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I've just got ideas now of OnlyFans and how to make money. It's not right. My mind's been corrupted by AI today.
Okay, well, let's go back to the paranormality scale.
Sorry, I got sidetracked. I completely forgot you asked me to put it to the scale. The internet's not dead, in my opinion. On a 1 to 10 of how dead I think it is, 10 being absolutely dead.
Yeah. Go for it.
I do think elements of it are, you know, bots and things like that. So I'm just going to give it a solid 3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, a solid 3. As in, I don't think it's as dead as the theory says. I think there's elements to it that are
fair enough
being recycled and reused, maybe a 4, but I don't think it's, do you know what I mean? I think it's definitely on the lower end of the scale.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm gonna say 5.5.
So you think like half the internet is dead and half
I think it's getting worse. I think it's going more and more sort of out of control. As I said, we've got AI influencers now. We've also got AI bots that are blowing up channels, you know, subscribers, likes, comments and stuff. Have you ever seen AI comments on YouTube and the likes? It's
crazy.
That is
true. That is true, yeah.
So, I mean, and there's now, when you think about it, we're getting to a point where AI bots are blowing up channels of AI influencers to earn money for people who aren't even actually the influencer or part of the video or even part of the whole act.
That's true. When you put it like that...
And it's getting worse.
All right, I'll boost it up to a 4.
I'm still on my 5.5, but I think with every year that goes past... that 5.5 is turning into a 0.6, 0.7, 0.8.
Because the
internet has changed so much from when it first came about. And I remember those days because I'm old. I'd give it I'm going to give it 5.5. You're upping your score to 4, which would give us an average of 4.75, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do find that the more the internet goes on, and
the worse it gets.
The worse it gets, the more I find myself going back to basics, where I'm like, I'm enjoying simple things in life. Like I actually enjoy cooking and like trying to spend more time with my wife and things. And like I'm not really bothered by social media or internet. And the only time I really use the internet is research for the podcast. Does that make sense? I'm never really sat at home thinking, oh, I want to go on the internet and look at this and look at that and unless it's the podcast, I don't really bother. Do you know what I mean?
You're always on your phone under some description or another.
That is games, I'm afraid. That is, I've got a couple of games that I'm playing, or I'm messaging WhatsApp and things.
And these games are, what, online battles, are they?
Yeah, I guess. Technically, you are right. That is online. You are right. I'm thinking of it as internet, as in www.
Well, it's using that, isn't it? But I was just pointing it out. Mm. There's more to the internet than just Facebook or just social media. Although these days, obviously, there are about 6 companies that can pretty much control the internet.
Yeah, yeah. And if
we all know who they are.
If the internet went down, there would be mass hysteria.
Yeah.
There would be, like...
Could you kill the internet, though? Would it actually be possible?
Well, with the solar flares and things happening in 2025.
I remember Carrington invent. Yeah, that could kill the internet.
Because it's strange to me that the governments and things, people think, aliens and ghosts, they think that will create mass hysteria if we come out with this information and conspiracy theories and stuff. But I actually think it would be the internet going down. People would just freak out. Like, I think people would lose their minds.
They probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably would.
Just one more game of Candy Crush. If it came crazy.
Minecraft, it would be.
Yeah. Oh, Minecraft. Yeah, yeah.
Crikey, imagine if people can get their Minecraft fix.
Yeah.
That would be tragic.
Without Fortnite, kids under the age of 12 wouldn't know what to do. They just wouldn't know.
No.
That's another point, isn't it? Like, genuinely speaking, I'm not even trying to be funny here. Like, kids from the ages of, I don't know what, 7 to 12 to 13, whatever the demographic is for games like Fortnite, that's pretty much their entertainment, isn't it? Like, gaming and things like that. Like, I have a lot of friends that have kids and stepkids and all sorts. And from the minute they finish school to the minute they go to bed, it's all gaming, Minecraft, Fortnite, all of these. And they're unbelievably good at it. If that was to go, what would they do with themselves?
Yeah, I've seen kids that just literally don't know how to play anymore. Mm. Like, just naturally, like, oh, I'm going to be a dragon today. And, you know, go off running around the garden, flapping their arms as though they're flying, you know, because everything is on a smart device.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything is, like you say, either internet-based or they've downloaded it so that they can play it single player. Mm. But so much is reliant on the internet these days.
Yeah, it's amazing that action figures and things are still a thing, because I couldn't imagine kids playing with action figures and stuff now. Sure they do, but...
I don't know if they do. No idea.
It just seems like you get to a certain age and it's like the easier option is here's an iPad rather than here's a Barbie doll or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
We're living in a crazy time, man.
Imagination is dead, not the internet.
Imagination. Oh, those were the days. I remember having imagination.
Anyway, that is it for today. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. And, is it the end?
What's freaky? Dead internet theory.
Dead internet. Dead Yoda.
Dead Yoda.
Dead Yoda.
Dead batteries. Technology.
There you go.
Strange.
Dead batteries. Dead internet.
Yeah. Can I make a request to the listeners? People that are listening? Something that...
A little call to action?
A little call to action.
We don't do that very often. So
we don't, you know. I'm not going to try and sell merch or anything today. I just want a small favour. If people, wherever you listen to this pod, if they could just give us a like, maybe even a comment, just a little something, just to let us know we're still there, you're still there, you're still listening, we're going in the right direction, you know.
That'd
even if
awesome.
It's just a thumbs up emoji, just some sort of thing to let us know that our podcast, we still have listeners. That would be nice. That would be good. So whether it's Spotify, Apple, Amazon, whatever, just give us a like, just give us a comment. That would be greatly appreciated. Yeah,
some kind of rating. Yeah. And if you're really, really enjoying this content, recommend it to your friends.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get some new listeners, all shapes and sizes. That'd we don't mind.
Awesome. And until next time, I've been AI Pirate.
I'm AI Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Ta-ta.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.